It is. It's very full. We've got lots of exciting things happening and a big open day on the 26th.
Right. Okay. Very good. So is your pop-up gallery still happening in the old nursery?
It certainly is, and that'll be open on the 26th as well. But there'll also be other exhibitions around town in little businesses.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Cool.
Tomorrow is your pink party. What's that all about?
That's just the official opening of the gallery. Probably should have been a green party because the gallery used to be a nursery.
Yeah, that, yeah I can understand that.
It still has some beautiful AstroTurf on the floor.
Nice.
Right. Now we're going to get a little bit musical on the 20th as well. What's happening there?
That's our That's Classic concert. So it's not all classical music, it's just classic pieces. So lots of different music at that one.
And for the crafty, you've got a card-making workshop coming up on the 22nd. That sounds like a bit of fun.
That should be fun. Not for me, unfortunately. I'm not very good at that kind of thing, but lots of people love it.
Oh, come on. We all had practice back when we were at school. The old macaroni on cardboard with a bit of glue.
Yeah, trying to make the little pop-up cardboard things and...
Don't think there'll be any macaroni involved this time. But...
All right, here's one for the family as well. You've got a drive-in theatre coming up. Tell us more.
Yeah, we do. We have a drive-in movie coming up. The movie will be My Spy. Should be reasonably family-friendly, but it is PG. And that'll be $10 a car at the Anzac Park car park.
Yeah.
And we have the Girl Guides doing a little canteen with some drinks and lollies as well, but people are welcome to bring their own snacks and food.
That's okay, such a great idea, isn't it? When it comes to socially distancing, like that just won't be a problem because everyone will just be in their car.
Yeah, we've sold lots of tickets already. People are pretty excited about that one, something different.
So on top of that, you've also got a writer's workshop coming up, a brush lettering workshop, Where's Ollie competition. That sounds interesting. Who's Ollie? Tell us more for those that aren't aware of Ollie.
Ollie is a little dog that has appeared in our street as a like stencil artwork.
Yeah.
And she's popped up over the last couple of years. So there's little images of her everywhere in different stages of her life. So what we're doing is asking people to see if they can find all the Ollies in town, and there's about 16. So, you know, people from everywhere can come and have a look at those. I know Smithson is probably not the first place you think of for art, but we do have some good stuff here.
Yeah, that's fantastic, and it's been such a challenging year for the arts community, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. So it's great to be able to do some things where we employ local and coastal artists and get them back into some work.
Good to hear. And if people want to know more about what Circular Head Arts do around the Circular Head area and what other items you've got coming up on the program for the rest of the year, where do we go?
We have a Facebook page called Charts. It's Circular Head Arts or Culture, Heritage and Arts. You can also go to the Circular Head Council website and find some more on there.
Jodie, great to chat this morning. Really appreciate it and look forward to speaking with you in the future.
Thanks very much.